The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Errol Musk is with me, the father of Elon, of course. Errol, it's good to talk to you again, and thank you for taking the time to chat to us. I guess the news this week with regard to Elon is this stepping back from Doge and maybe re-engaging on a more day-to-day basis with Tesla and some of his other companies. Do you think it's the right time to do it?
Well, yes. You know, I don't think there's really a problem. It hasn't really affected him much. You know, the media spins it so it's just Tesla, but a lot of the, you know, shares and stocks have taken a bit of a pounding beginning of the year. Yeah, I know. I think he must be pretty tired of it now. So, yeah, good to get back to work. Real work.
Do you think there's any part of him that might regret his time? That it, you know, be it just the nature of the scrutiny you're under, or the media attention, or maybe just how difficult it is to bring about change in something as unwieldy as government? Do you suspect he's happy with the last 100-odd days?
Oh, yes, definitely happy. You know, I think everybody's happy. I've just returned from the United States yesterday, you know, so I can, you know, tell you, I mean, I was in several states across the United States. People are, you know, very pleased with what's happened. It's high time, you know. I mean, a lot of waste. People have been suffering with the waste that has been created by career politicians, you know. And we're all very happy with the situation.
The New York Times had a poll actually earlier this week that, in fairness, it backs up what you're saying. I know there's been disputes about exactly how much was saved, and there was maybe some over-egging of the pudding that went on, but a majority of people in America support the idea of a Doge. They still think there's government waste and money needs to be saved.
Yes, you know, all the governments around the world, you know, it's quite a few of them, you know, have had a happy time, you know, using people's tax money for their own private plans or whatever it is. And, you know, it's high time that people look at it and see what's been going on. And a lot of it is, you know, common sense. You know, anybody, a child even, you know, a schoolboy would be able to tell you that it's, these things were wrong. And, you know, they were just, these people were just let free to do whatever they felt like. And if you did that in a private business, of course, you'd be in big trouble. But being government, they got away with it.
So do you think he was treated unfairly over the last 3 months by the media?
Well, you know, no, not really. You know, the media's job is to try and get attention and, you know, say things that, you know, people take note of. If, you know, the media said, you know, everything's really all right today, nobody would take any notice. No, they, you know, they're forever trying to, you know, find something to moan about or, you know, nitpick. And no, I think what's happened is, you know, it's high time. And so, you know, nobody's sorry about anything. No, not one bit. No.
I know you mentioned the share price of lots of companies have taken a bit of a battering. They certainly have. It's been up and down for some time. There were actual drops in sales, though, of Tesla vehicles. And there's this, you know, boycott campaign that's been ongoing, not just in the States, but in other countries as well. How do you reflect on that?
Well, you know, Tesla price has gone up by about I would imagine about 25% since this time last year, which is pretty good. You know, the sort of fly high situations when it goes up and then comes down. But in reality, this time last year to now, the share price has gone up by probably about 30%, which is really good for the year. And nobody's complaining. I've just come back from the United States. I've been in several states. Every third car is a Tesla. You know, everyone you meet wants a new Model Y. You know, it's the value is there. It's not a question of, you know, whether this sort of value goes up and down. The value is there, you know, and sentiments change. You know, some people were upset by what they thought was being done. But Elon made no attempt to literally take good people out of jobs. They had people who didn't even come into work, who were getting, you know, for year on end, who were picking up a salary for doing absolutely nothing. You know, offices were sitting with lights blaring and air conditioning blasting. And, you know, nobody's even there. The building's empty. I mean, this nobody can afford this. And the United States, like other countries, was running a huge deficit. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you're driving up the money that the future generation has to pay. This is not right. You know, you balance your budget. It's a simple thing. You know, there obviously are times when the government is entitled to help people who are in need and all that sort of thing. But when it's blatant, you know, basically fraud or robbery, I mean, you can't just turn away and say that's all right. No, it's not all right.
So when you say that every third person wants a Tesla, they're all mad to get their hands on the new Model Y. It's just a statement of fact. The sales are down about 13% in the first quarter of the year. I mean, it's the biggest drop in sales in Tesla history. And that's in the US. I think they're down over 40% in Europe.
Well, you know, it's how the cycle of these things go. I can tell you, to my amazement, I've done 3 trips to the United States in the last 12 months. And each time I go, there are more Teslas to be seen. So on this last trip, you know, every third car...
That's anecdote as evidence, Errol, isn't it?
Yeah, every third car is a Tesla. That's what I look at. And
Tesla themselves have actually published. Like this is from Tesla. Tesla say, oh no, our sales are down 13%.
Well, you know, why weren't people jumping up and down with happiness when Tesla had 500,000 undelivered orders that they couldn't keep up with? You know, so really, you know, it's not, I mean, obviously it would be better, I suppose, if you didn't have these cycles, but you do have these cycles and that's all there is to it. But I would imagine by the end of the year, Tesla will, well, Elon said $600, but I would say it will be in that direction at the end of the year.
Which of his companies, because you mentioned, listen, he's got other companies as well. Which are you most impressed by?
Well, you know, it wasn't 2 or 3 months ago when people were laughing about Elon having purchased X and that he had lost, you know, $13 billion or something to that effect. And, you know, they were taking some sort of pleasure in that. But in fact, it was 3 weeks ago when XAI, which, as you know, is Grok, and X merged, and the two companies together were valued by Forbes and Morgan Freeman and so on, Morgan Stanley, I think, what, at $100 billion. So, you know, X is now worth twice what he paid for it. You know, so it's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it had halved, but it absolutely rebounded. You're right. Over the last kind of 6 to 8 weeks, the value of X. So is that the investment you take most interest in? I mean, lots of people, it's kind of SpaceX. I happen to think SpaceX is incredible.
Well, yes, of course. But you know, when it comes to, you know, real losses, I mean, as I said earlier, Tesla is about 30% up on the value of the share last year, right now. So that's what people would really be concerned about. And then, of course, I wouldn't say that's something to be concerned about. I imagine by the end of the month or by the end of next month, it should be $300 again, which, as Elon says, you know, he doesn't like it when it goes too high. He likes it to the share to be lower and more affordable. But you know, you asked me which company impresses me. Well, I'd say Grok impresses the two, XAI and X, are now worth $100 billion. He paid $44 billion for X, and then spent by $8 billion pushing Grok, and the two together are now valued at $100 billion. I mean, you know, these are staggering sums, and so we haven't got anything to cry about. You know, we'd be real sore losers if we were crying about something like that.
How much of a fan are you of his, well, I guess now part-time boss, Donald Trump?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, to me, Donald Trump is a non-career politician. So it's a man who works in the private sector, who's taken his time to do political work, which is quite boring. I mean, you know, you know, it's terribly dull work. It's not as though it's all, every day is exciting. I mean, about 5% of the work you do in politics is a little bit exciting. The rest is boring. And so, I think we certainly wouldn't want to go back to the monkey we had before, you know. That's for sure.
George Bush, George Senior, who are you talking about there?
I'm talking about Crooked Biden.
Crooked Biden. Errol, thanks a million for speaking to us.
It's a pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.